So we know that Tu B'Shvat, also on Rig Nez, for those of you who live in Yerushalayim, or if you're shy after Matal Zilber, Bahimat Shushan Purim, right, we know there's a concept of Shloshim Yom Kol Machag. 30 days before the Chag, you start learning about the Chag. So we've probably violated that by almost 323 days, because we've been preparing Purim since Purim ended. But so now we can totally benigle, right, go into Purim. So, learn a little bit about Purim. For mom, 2 minutes, and then start singing a little bit and get into Tu B'Shvat. But if you look at start learning the halachas of Purim, no? So, it goes like this. Look at the beginning of this in Sefer Shlosh Mil Kodal Chag. Yeah, what's going on with Purim? Where does it come from? So he says, Kishetiknu chazal Purim zechelenes, tiknu shekol krach sheyeh lo choma bimos Yeshua ben Nun. Right, any place that had a walled city during times of Yeshua ben Nun, Yasu bo Purim b'tesvav Adar. Right, then Purim is on the 15th of Adar. V'sharei ayaros t'hainu arei prazos Yasu Purim b'yudad Adar. Then they would do Purim when on Yudad Adar. This is in the Shulchan Aruch Tav Resh Peches. So now why? So skip a couple lines. V'yaroi l'sakish v'chol krach adom l'shushan t'hainu shehaisa lo choma b'mos achashverosh kimo shayya b'shushan Yasu Purim b'yom tesvav. Aval, listen to what he says. Kevan she'eretz Yisrael haisa chareva bosa zman. But since Eretz Yisrael was in a state of destruction during that time, ve'lo haya ba'krach imchoma, it didn't have a city with a wall to it. Lo ratzu chazal shehayaros shebechutz aretz tiena yoser chashuvos mayaros shebe'eretz Yisrael. It didn't want that the cities outside of chutz aretz should be any more chashuv than Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because if they're holding it on the 15th and Eretz Yisrael doesn't have it because it's destroyed, it's like a chisaron in Eretz Yisrael. Lachin kidei lechabed es Eretz Yisrael. In order to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael, tiknu shekol krach shayalo choma b'yimos Yeshua ben Nun. Therefore, they were misakin that every city that had a wall to it during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, yaseh perim b'tesvav. V'ashar b'yedal. Chutz mishushan, except for Shushan. Sh'afal pi shelo haisa lechoma b'yimos Yeshua ben Nun. Even though Shushan didn't have a wall during the time, rafil hachi osim b'tesvav nesh ba nas nes, because the nes was done there. So we see one of the yesodos to Purim is what? To give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. So it's a big schus that we're in Eretz Yisrael on Tu B'Shvat. Because one of the inyanim that Eretz Yisrael is praised for is what? Is the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. So after on Tu B'Shvat, when the day is about eating of the peros, after peros Eretz Yisrael. If you look in the brachos, we say, when you say in Al Michya, right? If you have wine from Eretz Yisrael, or if you have fruit from Eretz Yisrael, you close the bracha in a different way. Say al gafna, al perosah. So there's something unique about the peros Eretz Yisrael. So we look like we're learning this year in Sukkah. Daf lamed hey and aleph. It speaks about an esrog, which is shayach to Tu B'Shvat. We'll get to that soon. So what does it say that eitzo periyoshava? The Gemara says matam lamer eitz machal eitz shatam eitzo periyoshava. Have omer zeh pilplin. So that's a pepper tree. Lamdecha shall pilplin chayv in arla. So we learn from this that pilplin, a pepper tree, peppercorn, is chayv in arla. That's A. And what else? The ein Eretz Yisrael chaser klum. And Eretz Yisrael isn't lacking anything. Shenemar lo sechsar kol ba. The Eretz Yisrael doesn't lack anything. The what? Not just is it a place of ruchnius, but even the gashmius matters in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean that the gashmius matters in Eretz Yisrael? The place of Eretz Yisrael, like Sfarim say, is that it's Eretz and Yisrael. Eretz represents the ground, the physicality. But Yisrael is also just Li Rosh, represents the spirituality. That one, it's a mixture of everything. That even Eretz Yisrael, the physicality is spiritual. And just to say this Nakuda of Rabbi Nachman, he says like this. There's a pasuk in Parsh Ekev that says, Asher lo b'meskenus tocha b'lechem. It says, not because of poverty in Eretz Yisrael, they eat lechem. Because what does he mean by this? Ki lefamim adam ocha lechem mach masanias. Like sometimes you know, a person he can't afford anything else. So why does he eat bread? Because he's poor. But if he could afford more, he'd go to Papa Gaz every night. It's just he doesn't have the money, so he only eats bread. It's not because of anias. It's not because of poverty that we only eat bread here. Rather, it's because in Eretz Yisrael there's no taiva zechila. You're mevatel that. He mekabels ha'ara l'ashvam b'chinas tefillin mechaz yakum mechaz emes shemisham ba'ashiras. Because Eretz Yisrael is mekabel a shefa from a very, very high place. That what's the nekuda of it is that even the physicality in Eretz Yisrael is spirituality. It's ruchnius here. It's kulo ruchnius. So the Zohar Kodesh has Torah on Tu B'Shvat says the parts of the tree is the shoresh, the peros, and the what's the ayin? Anafin. So if you take the Rosh Tevos of shoresh, peros, anafin, what do you get?
Shefa.
The day of Tu B'Shvat is bringing you down all shefa. So doesn't mean why from physicality? Because the whole nekuda is that what Tu B'Shvat teaches you that isn't even physicality is cool with spirituality. Just that Hashem needs to disguise in this world in something physical. That's a nekuda to know that Tu B'Shvat teaches you that everything here is spiritual. And dafka it's a schus to be in Eretz Yisrael on Tu B'Shvat, which is the whole day, the whole mitzvah of it, is dafka to focus on spirituality. So that everything in our lives is spiritual. But also to know that dafka in Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing lacking here. Whatever you want, you could accomplish. Whatever you think you can't be in here, you become real. You realize that I could. So that's the nekuda too. Shabbat teaches you that anything is possible, and the nekuda is to be mechazik in that. To realize that when you say a bracha, it shouldn't just be stam eating a kiwi. I mean, the mice are here. We mamash have the shem avaya in front of us, so it's not so hard to have kavana for that. You know, like Adi just fixed Baruch Hashem. You know, everything okay? Everything in order? Seder, and that's how you raise the malik lemaisa. Yeah. So nekuda chaver, we should do the strong. We should do this very strong. The nigunim should be strong. Enter the Tu B'Shvat. There's a lot of shefa that's in this day. Shlosh miyom kono chag. Smiat tashmai. Let's prepare. Givadikai.